The BG Willis Podcast. The only podcast recorded in an Oldsmobile.
Hello, welcome to the BG Willis Podcast, edition January 23rd, 2012. And welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wrapping up a long day of work, but not too shabby, though. On all intents and purposes, pretty good day. I meant to record some stuff on the way to work, but my battery in the mini disc player died on me, so I need to, keep a stash of those things around me at all times, you know. One of the benefits of the mini disc player is that it takes one AA battery. Unfortunately, it lasts about as long as you would expect one AA battery to last, so. pretty good day, though. In-laws came up for the weekend, so I got to hang out with Trina and Michelle and all the kiddos, and hung out and watched some football Sunday night with Andrea over at her neighbor's house, and did not turn out well for the 49ers, which is a bummer, because that really would have been exciting to see them go to the Super Bowl. Andrea would have been ecstatic and gone crazy and nuts and probably spent way too much money on 49ers gear and paraphernalia, but it would have been worth it. But they didn't win, and I guess that's one of the life's lessons, is learning how to lose. So chalk that one up to a loss. But no, it was a good time. The family was up and hanging out. And, one of the big highlights of the weekend was that Luke said his first word, which was mama. And it's pretty cool because you can, we've been trying to teach him how to say mama and dada and all that stuff. But he just all of a sudden, belted it out. And it's kind of, it's not like mama. He'll sit there and go mama, 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 mama over and over again. But it's cool because you can walk up to him and say mama, and he'll repeat you and start doing that thing again. So obviously I don't think he has, made the connection with, mama is mama, mama is Andrea. But still, it's like, hey, that's a cool sound, and I figured out how to make that sound. So it's pretty awesome. And to be honest with you, I'm glad that it was mama and not dada or, any other word. Because, man, Andrea was just so excited when he said mama, and she was right there, and everybody was there to see it, too. So that was, it just made her pretty darn happy there. So I'm glad that it was mama and not anything else. So, but no, we're hanging out with the family. Nick would be Luke's cousin. He's about 5 years old, I think, 5 years old. And he's kind of to the age where, he's really developing what he's into and what he's not. And he said to me, he goes, I want you to get me, for my birthday, Skylanders. And he rattled off, he said a big box of Skylanders, and he had all of his favorite Skylanders characters. And if you don't know what Skylanders is, basically it's a video game that you can get for the Wii or 3DS or the Xbox 360. It's on I think it's on all the platforms. And so you have the game, you buy the game, but what's cool about it is you have these little figurines that come with the game, and you plug into your system they call it the portal of power. And what you do is you'll set one of the figurines on this portal of power, and it brings that character into the game, and you can play as that character. So it's really kind of cool, but I mean it's also obviously a marketing gimmick, and because these figurines are like $3 or $4 a pop, so you sell somebody a game at 50-60 bucks, and then you make them keep buying all these figurines as collectibles and things like that. It's pretty ingenious, because I think it's been pretty successful so far. But I tell you what, man, if I was 5 or 6 years old and they would have had that when I was a kid, man, I would have been all about that. Because it's so cool that you can take these figurines and you can play with them and have fun with them. And then when you go to play the game, you can bring those same characters that you play with into the game. And it's like, because, you know, when you were playing with that stuff, you always imagine, you know, shooting of lasers and things like that. But to be able to take that character into the game and kind of put motion to the to your imagination and the things that you always pretended with, that you were playing with these things, it's a pretty cool idea. And I actually, you know, despite the, you know, financial racket that I'm sure it is for the creator of Skylanders, I think that it's a pretty cool idea, so I'm kind of hoping that it succeeds so we can see more stuff like that. I just get a kick out of that kind of stuff. I like video games, but I also like collecting things that, you know, you can actually hold in your hand and display, so I think that's pretty cool. So I might have to take them up on that. I might have to find some Skylanders and hook them up with that. But I need to coordinate my efforts. I need to make sure that we're not doubling up on our Skylanders that were given to the young lad. So that would be very cool. And I thought there was just one more thing I was going to talk about, but by golly, I cannot remember what it is. I got Andrea's car fixed. The heater blower that actually moves the air in her car had stopped working, and I tried all sorts of stuff and found wiring diagrams, and it's been about 2 weeks, I think, that the thing hasn't worked right, or longer. And finally I was messing around with it yesterday and looked at one of the contacts. I was like, that looks a little dull, I'll sand that up. And I just polished that little contact, bolted it back down, and it instantly started working. So ridiculous. All that after I bought a new blower motor and everything. So go figure. Sometimes that's the way it is. But it's working again. That's the good news. And now I get to embark on the journey of installing my exhaust. Oh, that's going to be fun. And because it's one of those things where it should be simple. It should just be bolt it right up and you're good to go. But nothing is ever that simple. Not on old cars. Not on my old cars. So I'm sure there's going to be some healthy cussing and fabrication and jimmy-rigging to get this all done. something tells me I'm not going to get through this project without going and purchasing a hacksaw. So, but it will be nice when it's fixed. Right now my car, you can probably hear, is somewhat loud. So the exhaust pipe, like, exits because the muffler fell off, and or it was about to fall off. It was rusty and hanging there and swinging around, so I figured I would take it off before it fell off. So I got to get that. I got mufflers, tailpipes, it's all ready to go. Got my clamps. I just need to get under the car and get her done. But I'm afraid that it's going to be one of those things where I go to do it and realize, yep, I need more stuff. So then I gotta undo it, but we'll see. I don't like to go down to just one car because I don't work in town anymore. If Andrea needs to go somewhere for an emergency, there's a problem with Luke or a problem with her, I want her to be able to get in and go where we need to go. So, but yeah, that's the goal, that's the plan. I think for tonight I gotta do some web based stuff, and then maybe kick back, relax, and I need to play a little more Skyward Sword. I haven't got to play Skyward Sword for a few days, so looking forward to that. It's just, with that game, and you know, like any other Zelda game, you kind of have to have some time to dedicate to it. So I never really am at that point in my day where I'm like, all right, I got a couple hours, I want to sit down and play Zelda. I miss those days when that was what, you know, I did. That was the goal of the day, was to come home from school and sit down and play video games, you know, get the homework done or whatever. Yeah, right. And play some video games. So I still have been playing a healthy amount of Mario Kart 7, though. That's definitely been worth the time spent. And it's nice because it's not, in contrast to Zelda, it is a game that you can pick up and just play for a little bit and then put down and go to bed, or put down and grab the baby, do whatever you need to do. So been playing a lot of online and getting my butt kicked. And even Andrea's picked up Mario Kart 7 and started playing it, you know, off and on. So that's kind of cool. And she always, you know, a lot of times I'll make a big deal about keeping, you know, my stuff separate from her stuff. But with this, I, you know, with the online Mario Kart, I'm not too worried about my score. Because I don't think it really, like, ranks you or matches you up with people of similar scores or anything like that. So, other than, you know, looking at that number and being satisfied with it, I don't think that the Mario Kart virtual rating or whatever VR stands for, I don't think the number really has much significance outside of just being the number. So, whether I'm good or bad doesn't really matter, because nobody online can talk about it anyway. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Gonna wrap up this edition of the BG Willers podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a great week ahead. And should more podcast information come available, then I will be podcasting about it. So, thank you for listening.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back.